Good morning, welcome everybody to the Cecil County Council meeting, April 24, 2018. First thing is the approval of the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, I have no recommendations for changes to the agenda. I'd also like to take a moment and welcome the students from the Optimus International Club of Sussex County here observing the county council this morning.
Oh, good, glad to have you. Entertained a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second, Mr. Wilson, any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next, the approval of minutes, we had the April 17 minutes. Any corrections, questions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
There is none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council?
Hey, there's a call coming in, Mr. President.
Damn, I told you to turn it off.
I did turn it off. Been better off and left alone, weren't we?
Any correspondence from council? Any public comment, Mr. Guy? No public, wow.
Whoa, a hand is up.
You have to sign up for public comment. Thank you. You coming on down here?
Eastern Reserve.
Sign up and you have your 3 minutes.
Dan?
You explain to those young ladies why we do this.
While he's signing up, we allow in the morning before, at the beginning of our session, anybody who wants to make public comments can do that. You have 3 minutes, make any public comment you want us to hear.
County topics.
And it's about county council topics. It's not about something in Washington, D.C. or Dover, Delaware. It's about Sussex County. That's all we do. So, sir, your time's going to start.
Thank you. My name is Keith Steck. I live in the town of Milton, and I appreciate the opportunity to make a comment. This comment pertains to the county council's oversight of its boards, commissions, and other entities. I believe that the county has not been overseeing these entities properly. I don't believe that they have been exercising due diligence in making sure that they exercise their responsibilities as boards, commissions, etc. Excuse me, my allergies. The latest example is the Board of Adjustment. There is a matter before the board regarding the Alan Harim Foods asking for a boning operation at the Millsboro facility that it owns, the former Vlasic Pickle Plant. The requirement under County Code Chapter 115 Zoning, Section 115-11, potentially hazardous uses. I'll skip down to the relevant part. It says that the board, in reviewing the plans and statements, shall consult with other agencies created for the promotion of public health and safety, and shall pay particular attention to protection of the county and its waterways from the harmful effects of air and water pollution of any type. And I will provide this section, and I will also read where the county, the Board of Adjustment submitted a memorandum to DENREC and a variety of divisions within DENREC, the Office of the State Fire Marshal, and the Sussex Building Code, Natural Resources Conservation, and Division of Soil and Water. It did not request information from the Department of Health and Social Services. It did not request information from the Division of Public Health, and it did not ask for information regarding the impact of this proposal from the Office of Drinking Water. So again, I would urge the county to look into its operations or oversights of these entities, and in this particular case. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We don't normally comment, but I will give you a comment. Board of Adjustment, if you will look into that, Board of Adjustment is a standalone body. They do not answer to us. Planning and Zoning recommends to us. Board of Adjustment does not answer to us. If anybody doesn't like what they agree, you have to go to court. So the county council, because it can't tell them what to do, should not tell them what to do.
But you, but my understanding is you appoint the...
Certainly we do.
The board members.
They have an attorney who advises them. I'm sure they're following the case of the law. Thank you, sir. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. President. Two items today. Starting with a fair housing proclamation, I have a proclamation here to read, and we will present to members of the Sussex County Associated Realtors, I see are present today in the audience, a proclamation proclaiming the month of April as Fair Housing Month in Sussex County. Whereas April 2018 marks the 50th anniversary of the passage of the U.S. Fair Housing Law, Title 8 of the Civil Rights Act of 1968 as amended, which enunciates a national policy of fair housing without regard to race, color, religion, national origin, sex, familial status, or handicap, and encourages fair housing opportunities for all citizens. And the Sussex County Council and the Sussex County Association of Realtors are committed to highlight the fair housing law by continuing to address discrimination in our community, to support programs that will educate the public about the right to equal housing opportunities, and to plan partnership efforts with other organizations to help assure every American of the right to fair housing. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council proclaims April 2018 as Fair Housing Month, beginning a year-long commemoration of the U.S. Fair Housing Law in Sussex County, and urges all citizens to wholeheartedly recognize the celebration throughout the year. Signed, Michael H. Vincent, President.
Yay, fair housing.
Very excited. You hold this. Mary, you coming down here?
No, sir.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Come on, Merritt.
Do you want a photo op or not?
Come on, Merritt.
There you go.
A rose between two
thorns.
A big rose.
A big rose.
I got Sam chuckling.
Good. Thank you for all you're doing. If you care to say anything, the microphone's yours.
Yeah, thank you. On behalf of the entire association, I thank you guys for recognizing this month as Fair Housing Month. Of course, we have a lot of information on our website about fair housing, so anybody from the public, we would urge you to go to the website, and you can find out more at score.com. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you very much. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you. Next item, Administrator's Report for April 24, 2018. The county is pleased to again sponsor the annual County Government Day on Thursday, April 26th. At 9:30, high school juniors from Sussex County Girls and Boys State will meet here in the council chambers. A mock county council session will occur with the representatives assuming leadership roles. It is always an interesting experience to watch student representatives tackle county issues as presented by county department heads. This program can be seen and heard on the county's website. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Medlars. First thing is going to be Delaware Coastal Business Park lease agreement for lease area 2.
Yes, I got all the various ones in order. Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, Council. And let me start with the Delaware Coastal Business Park lease area 2. That is the area fronting Park Avenue. It's the one right next to on the opposite side of Baltimore Avenue to Atlantis. And I'll take you back a little bit to the purchase of the business park. When you purchased the business park and authorized the county administrator to proceed, there were a couple of legacy issues which you also authorized that we could take over or assume. These are two construction contracts that were both held by Mellor Joseph. One was for the entrance work, per se, and one was for the extension of Baltimore Avenue to that first intersection, which had not been fixed at that point. You also authorized two real estate transfer actions to be assumed. One was for Atlantis, and they went by the Atlantis Industries Corporation, LLC, and the other one was for DGS Properties, LLC, that is Creative Flooring. That was the second contract. Now, that's the one for the lease area 2 currently. And we fixed the If I may point you to the last change order under the Melvin Joseph contract, that was the change order where the county stepped in and assumed some of the paving off that connector road to the back of Atlantis, which allowed the county access to the remainder of the park, as well as fixing that intersection at this point. So, fast forward to today, the lease area 2 changed from the original plan because now that that intersection was fixed, it increased slightly the lease area 2. So, initially there was a square foot price which we had agreed to for lease area 2. Now we had to increase that, not the unit price, but the overall price because they're getting a slightly larger area. So, still we're working under the same premise as originally presented, originally assumed by you, but now we have a slightly different area, hence a slightly different amount. We are mirrored, Mr. Moore mirrored the lease with the original Atlantis lease, and we updated the utility side, obviously, because now we do have utilities available, so there were some significant changes to the utility sections. But what you have before you today is the second assumption of that real estate transfer, and at a same unit price, with a mirror in the lease for 99 years with a one-time renewal. That's really questions for the engineer as well as the councilor, as well as the administrator, because it's sort of like a joint effort. I just happen to be the lead.
You have a motion?
Yes. Okay, I fully expected some questions, so that's why I wasn't
quite. We'll get the motion and we'll see.
I haven't flipped it to that yet. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approve the commercial lease agreement for lease area 2 within the Delaware Coastal Business Park as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second,
Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? Questions on the motion? Mr. Burton?
I do have a question.
I do.
So it's adjacent to Atlantis, is that correct?
Correct. In your packet, you had the latest and greatest plan. It is on the opposite side of Baltimore Avenue. Essentially, it's the corner on Park and Baltimore Avenue.
All right. Did we agree to, I know there was discussions of what aesthetically what buildings would look like and how we were going to, did we ever reach conclusion on that?
We have some conclusion on the aesthetics, yes. And the aesthetics, we have been affirmed by the lease, let's see, that they will follow the suit set by Atlantis. I don't know whether they would, I think they at one time even said they want to follow the color scheme. Do you remember, Mr. Administrator?
That is correct, as well as the masonry. There's a masonry requirement for those front buildings as well.
Is it just the two front parcels that's going to have this requirement, or is it all of them?
All of them. There is a percentage of the size building masonry requirement in our rules and regulations for the new business park.
Good deal. And then, so you increased the square foot, so you had to change the lease.
The total amount, yes.
The total amount. And when do you think they'll go under, when do you think they'll be under construction?
The lessee has already indicated, they have contacted the engineering company we're also using. That was on their behalf in order to accelerate it. They seem to be eager to start. I heard some feedback from Becker Morgan Group that they had the initial meeting. So they're kicking off their site design. At the same time, we are completing our access, because now that we have the intersection fixed, you will see us come back under the next general labor and equipment contract to provide that stub road, essentially the same, the opposite of what we had for Atlantis. So I would say they should have permits in hand to build their building by late fall.
Good deal. Is there excitement out there? I mean, it's a...
Yes.
Got a lot of interest.
We've ordered the balloons.
We need balloons.
There is excitement, and if you drive by, we will start to see what we had hoped for this spring and summer, which is the industrial park taking form, where the connector road will be in place, and right now, today, they are grubbing the lot, so you will actually start to see where future buildings will go. We have a project in place where we can put signage out there to show the lots. So you know, as winter passes and we're actually able to get on site and do work, yes, you're going to see this start to unfold.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That's part of it.
Any more questions of council? Any more questions of council? I did read, obviously I read it, the lease. It's a 99-year lease, is that correct?
Yes.
And they're going to pay us the money, the whole price up front?
Affirmative.
Front, okay. And then when they get it built, it goes on the tax rolls?
Yes.
That's all good, right? It's all good.
We'll spend all one time, right?
Yeah, that's it. We get all their money one time. We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I will yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir. And next, bulk delivery of granular lime, contract number 18-17.
Yes. Quick update on the bulk. That was bid 2 years ago. We had 2 years of competitively bid bulk lime deliveries. You may recall that we are changing our biosolids approach. We're moving to the inland base, consolidating into a regional facility. That has not been lost on our vendor. So they know that this the large lime use of the county is coming to an end. We are probably not going to need the full 2 years of this particular contract. So it certainly reflected itself in the, let's say, lack of interest. However, the current provider was still interested enough and gave us a price. We checked based on, if we were just to order the lime, you know, on an on-call basis, we would pay more. So we still feel we're better off to have a firm delivery contract. So despite the lack of apparent competition, we feel we can recommend for that 1 year and then with the 1 year extension. And that will pretty much bring us to the end. At that point, we don't need any more bulk lime deliveries. But that's where we are today.
Sure. You have a motion?
I have a motion. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the base bid for Sussex County Project 18-14 bulk delivery of granular lime be awarded to Greer Lime Company at the bid amount of $197.45 per ton.
Pleasure, Council. Motion,
second.
Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have a yes, motion carried. And next, sir, is the Sussex County Coastal Airport, Industrial Park, and Business Park property maintenance.
Mr. President, I'm very pleased to say that it worked again for us to re-advertise. I'd like to warn you, it does not always work to get a better, more competitive price. But in this case, it did. You remember we had only one bid the last time. So this time you had rejected previously all the bids. We re-advertised, we had good turnout at the pre-bid meeting. And in the end, if you look at your bid summary sheet, we received five different different bids. No, I take that back. We actually removed more, we received seven bids, but not everybody bid everything. So if we look at the summary sheet, the base contract was bid respectively by responsible bidders by six. The second base bid contract was bid by seven. And the third base bid contract was bid by three. So when you look at it, we allowed for each one could bid whatever they wanted to on each section. And the one, base bid one, is the airport proper mowing. Base bid two was the mowing of the business park, and base bid three was the mowing of the ditch banks. Having said this, as you can see, this is a five-year contract, so when you see the amounts we're asking you to award, they're five-year amounts. However, the contract to be renewed on an annual basis based on performance. So the engineering department will evaluate if the performance is adequate, we will extend the contract. If not, we will re-advertise and come back to you. The only reason we're asking for a five-year award is so we don't have to come back for reauthorization and we use it for budgetary purposes. So if you award it right now, you award it for the first year, which is budgeted to be spent in the FY19. So pleased to say the price went down. We had a more competitive bidding environment. Had as many as seven bidders on base bid two, and we have a good result.
So
So who got, what's the guy's name got the contract?
Do you mean the fellows who has the current contract?
That won the contract. Those that won the contract.
The one who had the lowest.
Cutting Edge Lawn Care Services Incorporated.
Yes, for base bid 1 and 2, it is Cutting Edge Lawn Care Services. For base bid 3, it is Layu Landscaping Inc.
You have a motion?
Yes. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the 2018 Sussex County Delaware Coastal Airport Industrial Park and Business Park Property Maintenance RFP base bids 1 and 2 be awarded to Cutting Edge Lawn Care Services for their low bid of $317,160, representing a 5-year amount and $33,750 respectively. For base bid 3, be awarded to Layu Landscaping for their low bid of $39,500.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second. Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion?
How much money did we save on the deal? I didn't hear it.
We saved a couple $100,000 over the 5-year contract.
That's pretty good savings.
Yes, it was but I think the bidders had a better understanding what was required. They had a better chance to evaluate, especially the airport mowing, and really give us a much more competitive price.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have yes. Motion carried. And next, sir, General Labor and Equipment Contract, change order number 9.
And that takes us back to the business park. It seems to be we can't get out of it today.
It's a good thing.
And again, next week I'll be before you with the new General Labor and Equipment Contract, but that's the old one, which we're trying to wrap up for this fiscal year. So there's a couple of open items which we're working on. Currently, we're working on the extension year you granted in June 13 of 2017. That was the second year of performance. It was a 2-year contract, similar to what you saw in the landscaping. Based on performance, we can extend it. You extended it in June of last year. This year in the budget, we have at the airport, taxiway C, tie-down apron improvements, and drainage improvements. We also still have adjustments we are requesting for the previous projects, which we all completed now that we did the adjustment up and down for the budgets which were initially put in there, of $85,000. So these are field measurement adjustments based on the time and material spend. In addition, you probably don't, but I'll remind you. One of the previous scope amendments you had, you authorized the emergency repair at Dewey Beach. We had a significant leak during the deep freeze of last winter. One of the big mains in Dewey broke. It was difficult for us to isolate the water line to make the repair under the conditions. So it came to light that we have a number of valves in the Dewey system which are not 100% watertight shut off and functioning the way they should be. So we had some money targeted for water line looping in Dewey Beach. The Environmental Services team and I believe that this money is better spent replacing some of the key isolation valves, which would allow us to get a much smaller watertight shutoff affecting a much smaller area if the next emergency repair should occur. So we checked this, and we all on the same agreement. Miss Ross is not here, but Miss Jennings and I discussed this as an extension of this emergency repair to put these, and there's 12 key valves we're going to cut in. And so that requires some funding, which we'll be proposing is we also have some utility advanced relocations for the maintenance building. It's a small amount. But if you look at this, we need to find some money, so we're proposing to delay some of the projects which were shown on the FY18 scope in order to get especially these emergency repair. These, let's call it emergency follow-up repairs done. If you do all the math, as you can see in the memo, you come up with a net of $600,000 for that change order. It is budgeted work. The money's in the budget. We're essentially just moving, we're authorizing the scope increase, and we're authorizing that the money will be spent out of the FY18 budget.
Have a motion?
We have a motion. And we also had a summary sheet, Mr. President. I don't know whether you looked at it or not. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order 9 for contract 17-01 FY17 general labor and equipment in the amount of $600,000 be approved, expanding the scope of work for existing projects and deferring some originally budgeted work items.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second, Mr. Cole. Any questions?
So it's the same. Burton. Sorry. It's the same money. You're just reallocating it.
Yes.
Nothing changes in the budget. You're
nothing changes in the budget. When we come before you and we extend the general labor and equipment contract for a consecutive year, we fund it with a nominal amount. We put a number in there where we anticipate a certain scope. So when you approved it in June of 17, you approved a base scope and a base amount. Since then, we've come and see you three more times. That's the fourth time, where you look at, we're bringing your scope items in off the budget, and we're bringing more money in off the budget. This is not new money. These are not new scopes.
And paid by the public to use it in water, right?
Paid by the public using sewer and water.
That's what I assume.
Mostly sewer. Not taxes.
Yeah.
Any more questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. And last, sir, is your easement request for tax parcel 533-20.00.
Yes, that's pretty interesting, because normally we find ourselves on the opposite side of this equation. This time, Artesian Water Company Incorporated approached us with an easement request on 54 for a quite worthwhile endeavor. Interconnecting their water system on the east side of Sussex County with the ones of the town of Selbyville. And that is, as you can imagine, it's very good for emergency services to have these interconnections. In the ever-increasing crowded right-of-way, especially on the busier roads such as 54, the Department of Transportation is especially pushing private utility providers into easements. And they prefer it almost that way, because under the utility relocation of the state, if a private utility is forced to relocate, they have to bear the cost. So it makes sense, especially for private utilities, to stay out of the right-of-way. So we were approached by this. The initial request came in. It came with an offer, and I pulled up a couple of our previous appraisals for large tracts of land. That's our 100-acre parcel, including the one the county purchased recently on Cannon Road and Route 5. The amount compared favorably. It's actually higher than what I expected based on square foot pricing. And so I feel it is in the county's best interest to support the project and get a fair and equitable compensation. I checked with our farming entity, our tenant, McGee Farms Incorporated. I reiterated the farming protections, which we normally don't write into these easement agreements. You may have seen there is topsoil protection, there is grading protection, and there's crop loss protection. McGee Farms was satisfied, and not that they're happy, but there's also scheduling interaction. I think Mrs. McGee was most interested in the scheduling coordination, but if it can be avoided, that we wrote in there some significant crop damage protection, she said she was satisfied.
You have a motion, sir?
We do have a motion. And we are using, Artesian had initially proposed to use their template, but because we have a template which we have run through many times, we modified our template to reflect that. And maybe for the council, normally we would not have an indemnification clause if we are the grantee, but in this case we are the grantor, so we got an indemnification clause. be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approves the granting of an easement to Artesian Water Company Incorporated for tax parcel 53-18.00-15.00 in the amount of $7,145.
Pleasure, Council. Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Harlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I agree. Yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Could I ask the county engineer, it's another topic, but he, since he's here, he may leave and go back to work. But
hopefully.
On an email, Todd, we saw where we got five new positions coming to the engineering department.
Cool.
Could you?
Not new, not all new.
Okay, but there's posting five positions, right? Okay. Could you run down, because I know we're very busy, not only in engineering, but in planning and zoning also. Could you kind of just run down what these people will be doing and what and why we need them real quick? Not real long, but just to put us on notice what we've got.
With much regret, have we received the resignation letter of our assistant county engineer. So we have a position to fill, and you certainly know the responsibilities I like to share with the assistant county engineer, and Mr. Wright will be thoroughly missed, and he and I are good friends, and we work well together. So that's obviously starting from the top.
Right.
Coming from the bottom, one of our techs who works very successfully in the public works section has offered his resignation, and we have to replace him. Starting in the middle, we currently have two open engineering positions we have struggled to fill in the competitive market. So we had set back for a little bit and said, okay, we're not going to continuously advertise them, but we threw them in the mix. So two opens. Last not least, Ms. Tula has announced her retirement. In this case, it's a retirement.
Right.
And in cooperation with the administrator and our finance director, we chose to restructure the special service position into an engineering position so we can divvy up the responsibilities differently.
Because Patty was never an engineer. She was...
She came through the engineering world all the way, but she does not hold an engineering degree. So it makes sense to just fold that into the engineering world.
All right, because Mr. President, the only I'm getting some rumbles out there that people, you know, we're so busy that we're, you know, things aren't moving through the system as fast, and this will help
by all means
facilitate
it will help,
some of that.
Yes, I am feeling the pain of our short staffing.
Well, I always tell them to call you.
That's nice of you.
Well.
But the if I may close on this, I was at a HRA meeting with one of the HRAs we're working closely with on the sewer expansion, and I won't mention the ones, but the particular one I had to tell them, you know, like that the county engineer on any given month, every given week, works under the direction of the administrator and direction of the council, and the priorities constantly shift, and we cannot always guarantee certain delivery schedules. And I think it makes sense for the public to realize that, in addition to missing a couple of positions, especially, makes it somewhat challenging.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's good. It's good news.
Thank you, sir. Next, we're going to do grant request. Here we go. Here comes the grant request.
The grant request expert.
Good morning, Mr. President and members of council. I have three grants for your consideration this morning. The first is from the City of Seaford, and they are requesting $1,250 for the annual Nanticoke River Fest. This event highlights the heart of downtown Seaford. The last grant received was $1,000, $750 from Mr. Vinson and $250 from Mr. Arlett.
I'll make that a motion for you two gentlemen.
Sure.
Okay. You okay with motion?
Sure.
Okay. Yep. So motion, second. Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Arlett. The grant in the City of Seaford for Nanticoke River Fest, $1,000, being $700 from my council bank account and $250 from Mr. Arlett's account. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton. Yes. Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I'm against motion carried. Next.
The next grade is Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Delaware. They are requesting $1,000 for their annual Sussex County Bowl for Kids' Sake fundraiser. The proceeds from this event support mentoring services for at-risk youth in Sussex County. The grant, last grant received was $1,000 from the countywide youth program.
Same thing.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Burton. To grant $1,000 to Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Delaware for Bowl for Kids' Sake fundraiser, being our countywide youth grant. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I'm against motion carried. Next.
The last grant is from First State Community Action Agency. They are requesting $1,200 to sponsor their annual miniature golf tournament fundraiser. The proceeds from this event benefit community youth programs administered by First State. Their programs improve academic performance through tutoring and homework assistance. The last grant received was $500 from the countywide youth program.
So move.
Motion, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Second, Mr. Wilson. To grant $500 to First State Community Action Agency for their golf tournament fundraiser from countywide youth grant. Any questions on the motion? We'll take a vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I'm against motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The first one is in Mr. Arlette's district. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a tree cutting business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 0.81 acre more or less.
I will introduce.
Mr. Arlette introduces it.
And the last one is Mr. Cole's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.08 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Cole introduces it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Council member comments? Council member comments. Okay. Mr. Cole.
Similar to the engineering department's issues, Todd, are we looking to, I think, planning and zoning department also is under a lot of the stress of all this development. Are we, do we have any manpower problems there?
So we have already taken preliminary requests in for FY19. Mr. Vincent, myself, Ms. Roth, and Ms. Jennings through our first round of budget requests, which we will see as a result of our budget hearing. And yes, there are staffing requests, including within Planning and Zoning Office, to help address some of the workload that we have currently.
Because any development comes through, they go through engineering and P&Z, so there's any problems in or engineering, I'm sure, has similar. So
I think Council will be very interested in seeing the trends where we are right now, especially in the Planning and Zoning Office, related to the number of applications that they've reviewed in the last year. We are quite busy.
And the last thing, Mr. I read one other email from Because We Care, which is a county organization, right?
Yes, employee committee.
The issue about Mrs. Batten's family. Mm-hmm. Are we doing anything? Or we should. I'm just saying we should do something. If
okay, we can look into that. Yes,
maybe from.
One of the county libraries, Milton Library staff members, both her grandchildren, twins, died in a fire this past weekend. Mm-hmm. They live in Tennessee, and the county benefit committee has taken up trying to raise money to help get her to Tennessee.
Mm. Comments from council. Entertain a motion to go to executive session for land acquisition.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I'll be at motion carried. We're now in land acquisition and executive session.